released snipers and helicopters providing security outside, 15 of the 17 suspects in an alleged terror ring faced a judge at a bail hearing in a courthouse north of Toronto. Suspects' families and members of the media heard a surprising accusation against one of the men arrested in the alleged plot.
There's an allegation, apparently, that my client personally indicated that he wanted to behead the Prime Minister of Canada.
Prosecutors say the group of Muslim suspects, inspired by Al-Qaeda, planned to bomb major Canadian cities and were stockpiling huge quantities of bomb-making materials. A defense lawyer for one of the men said several from the group were accused of planning to attack Canada's parliament, as well as the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation and the nation's power grid.
If the Crown attorney for the country of Canada is going to make these allegations, then certainly before a client commences a bail hearing, we should have at least more than just simply a one-page synopsis of the allegations against him.
Defense attorneys succeeded in having the bail hearings delayed. Canadian police say more arrests are possible. Katie Jewell, Reuters.
The release of these prisoners is the bright new hope of the Baghdad government to heal sectarian wounds among Iraqis. These men were among almost 600 freed from jail across the country.
I was arrested in Salahuddin province, Baji town, in January this year.
Iraq's new prime minister plans to release a total of 2,500 prisoners in the coming days. He says only those held by mistake or against whom there is no clear evidence will be freed. Imprisonment without just cause has been a major source of discontent among Iraqis. Scenes like this are what the prisoner release scheme is intended to stop. A car bomb at a funeral in Baghdad killed at least five people and wounded 12 more. Mourners paying their respects to grieving relatives were among the victims. Paul Chapman, Reuters. More than 20 states, mostly European, took part in a global web of secret flights transferring prisoners from the United States, according to an official human rights body. The Council of Europe investigation accuses America of running secret detention centers like this one in Romania. Britain, Portugal, Greece and Italy acted as stopover points for transatlantic flights carrying suspected militants for detention and possible torture out of the reach of any legal system.
There were many CIA flights, but only a few of them were taking part in illegal activities, such as the delivery of people who'd been kidnapped and taken to different places. Some of these places were prisons, but they were not accessible to any international organization, such as the Committee Against Torture or the Red Cross.
The investigator said he didn't believe an operation of this scale would be possible without the knowledge of European spy agencies. Although the Council of Europe can't take legal action, its name and shame strategy could land many governments in hot water. Bennett Allen, Reuters. Oil production in Nigeria is increasingly dangerous thanks to a militant organization called MEND, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta. In the latest attack, 10 security personnel were killed and 5 Korean oil workers taken hostage in a boat-based attack on the southern oil fields. The group said it would free the Koreans in exchange for one of their own leaders, who's on trial for treason. The group's activities have already forced the closure of a quarter of Nigeria's oil output since February. It's hurting the economy of Nigeria, the world's 8th largest oil producer. The militants have stated their aim is to completely stop Nigeria's oil industry. The militants opened fire on army patrol boats during the kidnap operation and claim to have sunk one of them. Bennett Allen, Reuters.
Former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said a big oil shock could cause the U.S. economy to contract, but he said that so far, higher oil prices have had minimal impact on the global economy.
To date, it is difficult to find serious erosion in world economic activity as a consequence of sharply higher oil prices. Indeed, we have just experienced one of the strongest global economic expansions since the end of World War II.
Greenspan made his comments before a Senate hearing on U.S. dependence on foreign sources of oil, his first congressional testimony since leaving the Fed. Greenspan noted that recently the U.S. economy has shown signs that higher oil prices are impacting the economy. Deborah Luderbeck, Reuters.
Looting and violence has tailed off in East Timor, but not the arson attacks in the capital, Dili. Many blame Prime Minister Mari Alkatiri for the crisis by sacking nearly half the army who protested over alleged discrimination. He's agreed to an international investigation into the clashes, but his political opponents say he should step down.
We have a man, his name is Mari Alkatiri, who create problems and destroy this country.
Foreign peacekeepers say they're in no hurry to pull out. UN officials say their Secretary General is pledging to help the nation through the storm.
There is a belief that the United Nations tends to leave conflict areas too soon, but he is clear that the UN's commitment now is, as I've said, to stay with Timor-Leste through this crisis.
That crisis wrought by rebel soldiers and rival street gangs underscores the fragility of the fledgling nation and the uncertainty of times ahead. Paul Chapman, Reuters. Willed, won'ted saga of the Mount Merapi volcano has been taunting residents of Indonesia's Java Island for weeks. They're still counting the human and economic cost of the deadly earthquake that hit last month. Experts fear the same quake may have weakened a large dome of lava whose collapse could unleash an outpouring of molten rock and toxic gases. Some 2,000 people have been evacuated from areas at risk from an eruption. Another 11,000 remain inside the danger zone. Many of the villages on Merapi's slopes were evacuated when the danger emerged in mid-May, but as time passed without the feared eruption, thousands returned to their homes. Merapi killed more than 60 people in 1994 and 1,300 in 1930. Paul Chapman, Reuters.
A massive dust storm rolled through parts of Arizona late Tuesday. From the air, it looked like a huge wall of thick dust moving into the outskirts of Phoenix. The dust made it hard for drivers to get around, and air traffic was also delayed at nearby Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. Dust storms are common in Arizona during the summer. John Decker, Reuters.
The World Cup is being hailed by bookies as the biggest single sporting event on the planet, but the punters are no longer confining their wagers to who will win. Some are hoping for a windfall on what hairstyle David Beckham will be sporting.
And we've got all kinds of options that he could turn up with, whether it be dreadlocks, whether it be bald, whether he has a Mohican, does he have an Alice band?
It doesn't stop with the players. Other gamblers are betting on the expensive shopping habits of their wives and girlfriends.
Dwayne Rooney mightn't actually be playing in the competition, which means that himself and his fiancée, Colleen McLaughlin, will be out shopping for Prada handbags and diamond rings and fancy shoes and you name it. So you can be sure that she'll be one of the favourites.
And are the bookies hailing this as the most lucrative sporting event in history? You bet. Paul Chapman, Twitter.